Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Lori Dietz with the Birding Drives Dakota Festival, which is coming up very soon. And Lori, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. I'm very excited. This is always something that I look forward to and look forward to seeing all the pictures that come from it as well. The Birding Drives Dakota Festival returns to our area June 13th through the 17th. And Lori, maybe for our listeners who are unaware of what the Birding Drives Dakota Festival is, would you mind telling our listeners about that?
Oh, sure. For several years now, we've had a gathering of bird watchers from all over the U.S. and even some foreign countries for 4 days on the prairie, which is full of wetlands and wavy open meadows, as we know, and they get a chance to visit some of the world's most remote birding hotspots. They bring their life lists, and we have guided tours, and go out onto the prairie and listen and look at the wonderful species of birds. Sometimes we've seen upwards of over 100 bird species,
Wow. And
we have checklists, for them to keep track of what they've seen and where they've seen it. And so that's really exciting. And they kind of do the happy dance, when they get that life bird. That was a new word for me, life bird, mm-hmm. new phrase. And this year we have people coming from all over, again, California, New Mexico, Seattle, Washington, Ohio, Kentucky, North Carolina, South Carolina, Montana, Minnesota, Virginia, Pennsylvania, all over. So we look forward. A lot of them haven't been to North Dakota yet.
Hmm.
And, of course, I tell them, you've saved the best for last.
Some people wait until, the end of their bird, their life list, right? Until they wait to get to North Dakota till the end of that list, it seems like, huh?
Right. And we do have some people that do return to the festival more than once, but generally we notice that a lot of them are, it's kind of like their bucket list. Once they've been there, they've crossed that off and maybe go to other festivals in other parts of the world or other states. So North Dakota does have more wildlife refuges than any other state in the U.S. And so when people come here, of course they come to our region because we have the event, but there's a lot of them that a lot of the bird watchers like to visit other refuge areas and see what they have to offer too. So it's really an asset to bring people to the state all over. It's not just our area. They do bird, throughout the state, many of them. Some come in campers, and are driving. And then, of course, there are some that fly in and rent a car and really have a good time of it. And we've received a lot of compliments about what North Dakota has to offer. So it's really fun and engaging to get to know these people from all over.
Absolutely. And we never get tired of hearing, people from all over coming to North Dakota, especially for something that North Dakota has a lot of, and that's wildlife in the prairies and a lot of different species of birds that are native and can only be found in North Dakota. So we can expect a lot of people from all over to be in our area June 13th through the 17th, right? During the Birding Drives Dakota Festival.
Exactly. Right.
Awesome. So again, we have Lori Dietz. She's with the Birding Drives Dakota Festival, which returns again June 13th through the 17th. And Lori, this kind of takes place more near the Carrington area, but there's a lot of great land up there that you guys will be visiting over the course of the week that individuals will be able to go and spot some different wildlife, right?
Oh, yes. Our expert guides are local to the area region, actually, regionally, mm-hmm. and they do scout ahead for the birds. But we have tours that go all the way up to Sully's Hill, near Devil's Lake. And then we have some that head over to the west and down through Tuttle, Woodworth, over to Chase Lake and that area. Love to come and see the pelicans. That's always a big draw. And Horsehead Lake. taken around. So it's more of a regional group tour. And some of the buses go out in different directions, and it's really fun. This year our numbers are a little lower, so I think the people are really going to almost enjoy that better, because birdwatchers kind of like to flock in small small groups. And if the buses get a little full or whatever, I think it's just a little less enjoyable. So when people call and ask about it, I always tell them it's a small, intimate festival. You definitely get your money's worth as far as the registration and what you're going to see. We also have educational seminars each afternoon, and that talk about, well, Wednesday night, our first one is on North Dakota, and Alex Galt, local Carrington native, is going to talk about to many of the people haven't been to North Dakota, so he'll talk about the land and how it's changed, and where you can find the species and what we have to offer, and that's always a good start to the festival. And then there'll be other festival seminars talking about birding with eBird, and a sparrow school seminar that talks about, because there is a plethora of different kinds of sparrows. Mm-hmm. So really good, interesting topics for the people. And then this year we're having Al Batt. He's a birdwatcher, humorist, writer from Minnesota, Heartland, Minnesota, and he's coming back again for Saturday night. He's kind of like our keynote speaker, but is very relaxed, and a lot of give and take, or a lot of audience participation, and enjoying Al Batt. He's just been a lot of fun each year. So
excellent. Yeah. So there's a bunch of different speakers and a lot of different things going on. It's not just going out and viewing the different bird species and everything like that. It is very involved as far as informational sessions too. And there's going to be a lot of things happening in that area. Again, June 13th through the 17th, the Birding Drives Dakota returns, festival returns. Lori, what is the price to register for the event? And I guess we should also mention, is this just for those who are wanting to go bird watching, or is it for anybody who's interested in maybe learning more about bird watching and maybe creating some more bird watchers that travel all over the place?
Sure. Well, we do have a kind of an a la carte type pricing, and then we have the whole festival pricing, mm-hmm. and we also have like a day fee if you just want to come for like one day. So you probably want to call and find out exactly what that involves. I should say, too, there's quite a bit of social activity. I know they go birding. The buses actually go out at 5 or 6 a.m. in the morning, because they want to really get out there at near dawn to hear the bird songs and things. But in the evenings, we are doing some fun things. Thursday night, we're going out to Pipestem Bed and Birding, where we'll have a nice supper out there and view the Hoffert's beautiful gardens and enjoy a little time on the farm, so to speak. And then on Friday, for the evening meal, we're going over to our Putnam house and having a picnic and grilling some burgers and kind of a laid-back little time to spend time outside. If it would rain or whatever, of course, we'll move that inside the Putnam house. But that's been really interesting for people to tour that as well. So it's a lot of different things packed into those days. Some people get really tired out. They don't get a chance to take part in everything, but it's offered. And of course, they are welcome to pick and choose what they decide to take part in. So
absolutely. Very good. Again, Lori Dietz with Birding Drives Dakota Festival, which again is coming up June 13th through the 17th. Lori, I think we should also mention the website, because there's a lot of beautiful photos from the different festivals that have happened over the course of the last, it looks like about five or six years. Do you want to give your website and all the information they can get when they go there?
Sure. Yes. A lot of information on the website. It is www.birdingdrives.com. So birdingdrives.com. And you can, like Warren said, you can see a lot of the photos from other years. You can find out what the speakers are going to be talking about. It's got the registration form online, so if you do want to take a look at that and maybe participate in some of it. It is a little bit more, I call it hardcore birding, but certainly if you are a bird watcher or you have a big interest in nature, feel free to register. You would certainly enjoy the day. You know, I know that 5-6 hours of birding gets to be a lot for some people, and, you know, maybe that's not. But when you travel from all these other states and that is your passion, they're just thrilled to be out there on the prairie. And then, of course, you can always take an afternoon nap. So, yes. Yeah. And then I should mention, too, that we do have a Facebook page. It's Birding Drives Dakota on Facebook. So you can check that out. And we've got some posts on there and things, too. So.
Excellent. Lots of information out there. A lot of ways to learn more about the Birding Drives Dakota Festival. Lori, is there anything else you want to mention or anything we may have missed that you want to make sure our listeners know about?
Well, we sure wanted to let people know that we've got some really, it's so exciting to have local guides,
mm-hmm.
people that live right here in North Dakota that are our expert guides, and they come out and scout the area and find out, you know, where are the birds right now this, you know, particular week. They'll be out next week on Monday and Tuesday and probably a little bit on Wednesday. And so then when we get on the buses and things, they are ready to show off the birds, and I think that's just great, and can't say enough about our local guides. We've got people coming in from Minot and Bismarck and all over, and they help us take a look and see what is out on the prairie this week.
Exactly. So you know when you participate in the Birding Drives Dakota Festival, you know that you're going to be teamed up with the pros and the experts, the people who know where the birds are, when they're going to be there, and that just makes it even more fun. So Lori, we appreciate you joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And again, Birding Drives Dakota coming up June 13th and 17th. Lori, thanks for being on Let's Talk.
Well, thanks for having me. You have a great day.